Good morning. Today is March 12th. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Good Chodesh to everyone. We're holding Simon Tofnun Beis Sif Hei. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll try to finish the halachas of Hagolas Kalim today. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Megilin B'chami Teveria, Afilu Kalim Shedinam Kekli Sheni. We do not do Hagolah in the springs of Teveria, even with utensils and vessels that only require to be kashered through a kli sheni. Mipnei she'eina told us ha'ur, because it's not the fire, the temperature of the, well, it could be the temperature, but it's not a toldo derivative of the fire. K'boiloi kach poltoi. And we know the halacha is that the same way something absorbed the iser, that's the same way we have to remove the iser from it. Ma boiloi aldei tolas ha'ur, af poltoi aldei tolas ha'ur. Just like it was absorbed, the iser was absorbed through a fire, so too has to be removed through that fire temperature as well. Now, the Teveria has these hot springs that are, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about them, that are extremely hot. So the Gemara, the Mechaber here is coming to tell us, one should not think he is permitted to immerse his kalim that have to be kashered in the Chami Teveria, and then he'll be able to purge them like that. Cannot be done. Let's continue with the Ramah.
Excuse me,
the Paragon, yes.
Any hot springs?
I don't know. The question is the Chami Teveria referring to any type of other hot springs? It could be maybe Teveria's, the springs are even hotter than other springs, so I'm not sure.
Is there any temperature limit for the purging? In other words, it has to be...
So the temperature for the purging has to be when it's what we call, as Shmuel told me last week, a rolling boil, when it's actually bubbling, which is hotter than Yatzel Edesbo. Which is hotter than the 120.
Right.
Okay, maybe it's 212. It's 212, right? That's what it is. So, it has to get to that, you know.
Gotcha.
But it's another point here as well. It's one issue is the 212. The other issue is that it has to be tolas ha'or. How do they say by you the tolas ha'or?
This mineral waters.
It's the same way that the iser was absorbed. Right. It has to be, since the iser was absorbed through fire heat, the heter, it has to be removed also through the fire heat specifically. Let's see further. Miu, the Ramah tells us in the top still, in the shtamish bo yirak b'mei Teveria, if you use this kli only with the springs of Teveria, then magiloi behen, then you would be permitted to kasher this kli with the chami Teveria. What's the reason? Because we just explained, the same way something becomes asur, it becomes mutter as well. Ve'ein magilin further in the Ramah, b'shum mashke rak b'mayim. Can you use other liquids to do hagala? So the Ramah tells us, you should use water. Rak b'mayim. Mio, however, v'di'eved, mahani hagala b'chol mashke, hagala will work with other mashkes, other liquids as well. But that is not the ideal way of kashering. We should use water lechatchila. Imagil harbi kelim b'yoyra ad shemeroy plitas akelim nasu hamayim kitzir ein lahagil oyd b'oisin mayim. If a person purges a lot of kelim at one time, purging process, up to the point where the water turns now to a brine, there's a whole film in there. One should not continue using that water because the purging process will remove different layers from the kelim, a layer from the kelim. Then you put another keli in, another keli, up to the point where you have a whole different film in there. So what a person has to do is he has to remove that water and then place new waters in there to continue the process. Okay, now let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura. In Sifkan Chav Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah says like this: Magiloi behen. The Mechaber told us, Ein Magil Mechamit Teverio. We saw that the first piece of the Mishnah Brura is on the Ramah, where he tells us that if a person used the kli with the Chamit Teverio, then he can kasher with the Chamit Teverio. Oy b'chami ha'or, or with the Chami ha'or, or with a fire. In other words, if you use it with Chamit Teverio, use a pot, and you heat up the food in the pot with Chamit Teverio, you can kasher with the Chamit Teverio. Can I kasher this pot on a flame? Of course you can. Because if you can do it with Chamit Teverio, the fire temperature is even greater. That also can work as well. Chamit Teverio is also fine, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Chav Dalet. Now, Sifkon Chav He. Vein Magilin Mishum Mashke Rak Maim should use water. The Ein Tivon Lahaflit Esabalua. Other liquids don't have that same chemical ability to remove that which was absorbed to the same degree. However, Sifkon Chavav Miu Bediyeved. A person can use other liquids as well. Mishum the Yesh Cholkin, the Gam Mashkin Mafleitin Kimoy Mayim. There are those that hold that other liquids also are pilot. It removes the taste just like the water. But Samchinan Alayu Leinim Bidiyeved, and we can rely on them in regards to Bidiyeved. The Kosva Poiskim. The Poiskim tell us the Huadin Mayim Hamuravim Be'efer Shikarin Loig. Water that is combined with the afer, the ash, which is called loig, can also be used to do the purging. Or this that the glazers have the minug, this that the glazers would use the sediments of the wine or the Weinstein, which is the, you'll correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's it forms like a stone from the side of the wine, forms like a clump at the bottom, and then it's used as a heating element. Ein lahagil bahen lechadchila rak mayim levad. So the shimra yayin and the Weinstein should not be used lechadchila, you should use wine. Ubediyevim mahani hagola bahen, however, hagola will also work through this, the Eifer, which we call Loig, or the Weinstein, to heat up the water. Vayim b'prima godim. The prima godim tells us, Shedaitai de'im hu kaidim pesach, yir la hagiloi pam sheni b'mayin levad. If it's before Pesach, you should do a gola a second time with water alone. Achein im higiyo pesach, if Pesach already came, mutal ishtamish lechadchila b'hagola zu, you can use that first hagola that was done. It wasn't a chatchila, but it will still suffice. Sifkon Chav Zayin, the Ramah says, Ein lahagil oid, if you have a large pot, a cauldron which was used for so many kalim, now it formed a tzir, a whole layer was there, a whole brine. Ein lahagil, the shuv ein koyach behen lahaflit habalua. Because now, it's not just water in this pot, it's this tzir. This brine that doesn't have that ability to remove the iser. Could be even bidyeved that this would not work to kasha the kalim. Sifkon chav ches. Ein lahagil oid ba'isin mayim. One should not use that mayim with that seer in it. Va'afilu higil behen kalim she'enim b'nei yoyman hadin kain. The same halach would apply if a person would do hagala with the kalim that have not been used in the past 24 hours, the same halach would apply that it would not be a good hagala. Before we see Sif Vav, just a quick chazara, and basically we said that l'chadchila, a person should not do hagalas kalim with chamei teveria, unless it became iser with the chamei teveria. The same way he became aser with the chamei teveria, the hot springs of teveria, so too he can kasher with that as well. We also mentioned that l'chadchila, a person should be using water, specifically water to do the liquid as water, hagolas kalim. B'diavet, if a person used other types of liquid, that will also suffice. Another point is that if a person is kashering a lot of kalim, he should make sure that the pot does not change colors to the point where it's not water anymore, it's water with this other texture, because then it does not have the ability to kasher the kalim. Okay, let's continue now to Siv Vav. Kli Gadol, Mechaber tells us in Siv Vav, on the top of the page, a Kli Gadol, she'enu yochel hachnisu l'soich Kli Acher, machmas Gadloi. We have a large pot that you cannot kasher it by placing into another pot because it's too big. It's just too large. So, what do you do? He gives an eitzah. Two eitzahs. Oisis sofa lefiv betit kideshi esmali heitev viagia hamayim besfosoi umamaloi mayim umarsichoi. What you do is you put a rim around the pot, and then when you fill up the pot with boiling water, it overflows, and then it will also kasher the end of the pot. For example, this is my styrofoam cup here, is my an example of the large pot where I have nothing bigger to put it in, to place it in. So how am I going to purge this? I'm going to kasher it. Put boiling water in here, but before I do that, I form a rim around it. And that rim will, then the water will overflow and also kasher anything that might need kashering on the sides as well. Because there are times that things overflow and it comes to the sides as well. If you can't immerse it into anything, how are you going to kasher the sides here? You put a rim around it. That's one possibility. Another possibility, I'm sorry, oh, how you make it?
Yeah.
He said the Mishmur will tell us. Very good.
The
another possibility the Mechaber tells us, O yikach even reisachas, you take a boiling hot stone, O lapid eish, or a fiery torch, v'yashlichenu l'soicho yibo'oidu reisach, and you throw it in carefully when it's still bubbling. And because of this, yarsichu hamayim yoiser v'yalu al sfosoi, the waters will rise even more, and then it won't be cooled down because it's a fiery torch or even reisachas, a burning hot stone, and then the waters will overflow as well and come to the sides. I don't know if it's necessarily more, but it's making sure that it's keeping the temperature at least though to the rolling boil. In other words, we know every time you put something into the rolling boil, the temperature will drop if it's a cold utensil. So if I put something hot, the even reisachas, into the rolling boil, the goal is that it shouldn't really lower its temperature.
Keeps it going,
correct.
Now,
so,
what again is the function of the teeth of this clay that you put on the edge?
Oh, so let's see now. It's good. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sifkan Chavtes. He says like this. We said, discussing the Mechaber, a kli godol, sheino yochol achnisu l'soich kli achar machmas godol. You have a large pot. You cannot place it into another pot because it's too large. Peirush shiroitzel achshiroi. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkan Chavtes 29 that we want to kasher it. V'choyshe shema there's a concern that the person who's kashering it is concerned maybe that there is some chametz which was absorbed to a place where the water does not reach. So too by other types of kelim that you want to use for Pesach, he says either make this rim around it or use this hot stone. Avol b'tchila, kodem shemachshir hakelim u'machshir hayoyer b'tchila min ha'isr sheboy, ein tzarech lasos loisofa. But he says originally, b'tchila, kodem shemachshir hakelim, before you machshir the kelim, u'machshir hayoyer b'tchila min ha'isr, or you want to take away any isr from a kli, then you don't have to make this rim. What is this rim? What is this consistency of? What's it made out of? Sifkat Lamid, Ratzalaymar, Saviv lefiv, around the opening, v'loy olav mamish. Kitzarech shiyah piya kli megula kidei shiyagiu sham meharesicha. So he tells us that we're not putting this, we'll see the next sefkatan, it's tit, a mortar. We're not putting it literally on top over here, because then we don't want to make this opening too narrow. We want to put it a little on the side. The reason for that is because if I put it actually on the top itself, it'll be difficult for the person to clean, get his hand inside and clean it out. We mentioned that we have to clean out the contents of the barrel of the chametz 100%. So if I'm making this sofa on the rim on the top over here, it will impede me getting inside of this barrel. Kitzor shia pia kli megula, kidei shiyagiu shah meir esicha. He says because you have to have the water get there, not because of the cleaning process, but the water has to get there. Has to flow over, right? Yeah. If you have it on the top, it's not to clean, like I said, but it has to flow over. Sifkad lamed aleph petit v'shar kol yomayis hashana kishereitz lachshir miyisser. During Pesach, we'll use tit, some plaster, some mortar. But during the rest of the year, oisa sofam mibotzek. It's interesting. They could use dough, right? So it's hard to say the word, and when learning Hilchos Pesach, you don't want to say the word dough. But v'tam shel asiyas hasofa. Now it clarifies. He says, the reason for making this lip around it is this rim. Mishum shi'i efshe shaloi nitos pa'am achas nitzoytos mechometz shizbasha boy al hasof melamayla. He says, let's talk practically speaking. You have your pot. It's not really possible to say that you're not going to have something spritch over here on the sides. So you want it to overflow and go to the sides as well. So normally, you would just purge it and immerse it into another pot of hot water. Here I can't do that because there's nothing bigger than this pot. So therefore I want it to overflow and go down the side as well to cover this area. It's like when you have the pot bubbling over. So, yes. Let's continue from where he says, V'tam shel asiyas hasofa, the reason for making this lip, mishum she'i'af shel shalaynitos pa'am achas nitzoytis mechametz. It's not possible that you'll have a scenario which that you won't have some splattering of chametz going on to this pot. Shnis bashel boy al asof milamayel that was cooked on top. Shema b'shas agolo loyati zalov kol kach meharisich lahafli tachametz shenivla boy. And it could be that when you are kashering it, you are not going to be able to get the bubbling water onto that spot where the chametz went. To mishum hachi, since this is the concern, oisa asofa kidei shiyagiu sham hamayim, you make this lip that the water should get there as well where the chametz might have gone. He continues, v'chol ze b'kli she'ein derech lahachnisoi l'soich kli rishon shel chametz rak shemishtamshim b'soicha b'roischen l'chein sagi b'takanazu. He says this is all about this whole discussion is the large cauldron that we cannot immerse into another pot. So this is the suggestion to make this lip around it. Aval kli shetashmishi mibachutz, a kli which is used from the outside. In other words, let me just, before we read the next words, this kli is used, the inside of it is used. There's a concern, it sounds like to me, that the little of the outside might also become chametz stick. But we're not saying that the whole kli itself is used chametz on the outside. Now he's going to tell us, kegoin a kli which the outside of the kli is used, kairo shekoifin lefamim ala kedera, a plate which is used as a pot cover. Shekoifin alav, you cover up the pot. A kli sheshoyevin ba meakedera, or the ladle. A ladle, the inside of the ladle and the outside of the ladle are both used. It's immersed. You pick up the soup and you pour it out. In regards to a ladle, you cannot kasher the ladle by making a rim around the ladle or having the water overflow, because the whole, let's say this is my ladle, right? Here's my handle. This whole part as well, this bottom part as well, is immersed. It has to be immersed as well in the boiling water. That's how you have to kasher it. We're only discussing a large pot that is not used on the outside, as opposed to the case of the ladle. L'chein tzarech l'hachnis kulo l'yoyra, o kli shepiv tzar, a kli, that its mouth of it is tzar, is narrow. She'i efshor l'shashafar b'fnim. You cannot clean out well. It's difficult to clean out well. Or she'yesh lo kodnim she'koyrin rerin. Also b'hagola. Or it has these
pipes.
Thank you. That cannot be cleaned out well. Then it's also b'hagola. You cannot, if you can't clean it well, you cannot do hagola. This is one of the basic halachas to hagolas kelim. If you cannot remove possible chametz or iser that is attached to it, it cannot be used. Let's just finish over here. Sifkat Laman Beis. The Ayikach Evan Isachas, or you take a hot stone, Pirushi Malenu, Batchila Heite, fill it up to the top very well. Evan Isachas, the Tsainenes, Mitsanin Hamayim, you want to specifically take a hot stone, as we mentioned earlier, a cold stone or any cold item will cool off the temperature. Let's finish now. Simon Tufnun Beis, the Mechaber tells us, Noyagin Lishtoif Hakli B'mayim Korim Achar Hagolo Miyad. The minig is to, says the Mechaber, to rinse off the kelim that were just immersed in the boiling hot water with cold water. You purge it into boiling hot water, you take it out, the Mechaber says, rinse it with cold water. What's the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Laman Dalet, four lines from the bottom, Kedei Shelo Yachzor VeYivlo Mimayim Roischin Shaleihem Sheyesh Bahem Plitas HaChametz. Because we don't want the Isser to go back into the Heter, into the pot. Mikomokoy Midyevet Afim Uloy Shotav Klal Lein Lachosh Midyevet. If a person did not wash it off, he should not be concerned. The Ha Ein Magilin Elo Koydim Zman Isser. Because really, lechatchila, we said from Sif Aleph, we should do Hagola before the Zman Isser, before the fifth hour of the day. Oishu ein ben yoymai, or the kli has not been used in the past 24 hours. So it's also a reason to be lenient if you did not wash it off with the cold. Oishu yesh b'mayim shishim negdoi kanal, or you have 60 times more water opposite the Isser. We'll stop here, Mitzrayim, tomorrow, start a new simin, tofnun gimel, dine achite, mutchinosin lematzus.